Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Changing Times, the Alan Wood Conversations.
Proudly supported by Kildare County Council.
I believed in what I was doing, if that's what I kind of go looking for. I aggressively believe, you know, like I felt sort of... You have to have it. And whether it's justified or not, you have to be sort of delusional, I think. When I think about playing to crowds that aren't necessarily my crowds, like support slots, all that kind of stuff, you have to be kind of aggressive. Do you know what I mean? I think, like, I did a thing in December. Zach Bryan was playing in Melbourne in Australia, 30,000 people, and he brought me on for a song, and I was on tour at the time, and like 30,000 people, like I'd know a chunk of them might know who I am, but definitely not everybody. And so in my head, I'm kind of thinking, like, I know on social media, there'll be comments like, who's that guy? Da, da, da. And it's just like, you want to go out and sing in such a way that they can't believe they haven't heard of you. Do you know what I mean? But I've had that since I was 16, you know, you gotta be.
It's kind of manifest.
Totally. But I didn't have to tell myself, do you know, it's, and it's all, again, it's under the, it's with the safety net of the music. Cause I'm not like that in real life. I'm not aggressive, but I, if that's what we're doing, I believe in it to the point that like you can't tell me no.
Well, it sounds like a very nice combination of confidence and humility.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to be careful. I mean, like I said, sport was important for me. And even now, I'm lucky enough to kind of have come across some athletes that are in their field are really elite. And I find it fascinating. But I'm curious because, say, like, there's a friend of mine who plays in the NBA. His name is Jimmy Butler. And he is... If he's mean to everybody he meets, which he isn't at all, but if he was and he still does the business, no one cares, you know, like all they want, like that guy's job is to get results and make it happen. And he does. And, but if he, you know, like I, you have, as a musician, there's a certain part of you is meant to be kind and loving and da da da. And so sometimes it's a balance. You got to be careful because you have this sort of, Judith, my vocal teacher, actually at one point, she said it to me. She was like, it's such a weird game because you have to be so sensitive when you're singing, but then every other part of the music industry, you got to be a bulldog. That's what she said. So it's quite kind of confusing. So, and if you're all the way one way, it's no good. And if the other way, it's lovely, but maybe not good either.
When I'm listening to you and also in your lyrics, you seem to, am I right? You seem to practice gratitude a lot. You seem to think there's a lot in your life to be thankful for. You're not a complainer.
No, I think, like, I just think I'm potentially half decent at keeping perspective. Do you know what I mean? Like, even when you talk about, like, what, like, my voice going, it's like, it's difficult. It's like, not really. Do you know? Like, yes, I got a little fright and stuff, but, like, I had a thing recently. I was walking around at home, and it's a lovely thought. I kind of, and God forbid, I hope this doesn't happen, but I was kind of like, if everything collapsed, if I couldn't go on tour, all that, I'd be like, I'd be all right, you know? Puts you in a lovely place creatively because you're only trying to do the right thing. You're not trying to achieve anything.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, when you're writing, does that feel like work?
Sometimes.
Okay.
That's, yeah, like, depends. Sometimes it can feel brutal. Because for me, a huge thing for me when I got signed to a record label was writing with people, which to me was kind of confusing because I was like, why? Like, I don't struggle to write lyrics. I don't, You know, like all my first songs had no chorus. You know what I mean? Like, you talk about Billy Joel, it's like, there's a middle ground, you know? Like, to me, I was kind of like, I don't want to get in these pop studios because then it'll just be like pop song, and I'll feel awful about it. But also there's me, if I never got into studios, and I would have just these rambling songs that no one can sort of stick it out for. And so if you think about Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen and stuff, it's all these choruses you can go back to by these incredible artists, you know? So like, it's not compromised in any way. It's just something people can return to and hang on to. And so it took me a long time to learn that. I think I'm at a point now, with third album, maybe where, again, I can kind of say I'm good by myself. I don't need someone's help, but I definitely needed to learn that. And so...
Oh, it's a craft, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But like, oh, whatever system, the way it's set up, like I went to LA for, say, 2 months and then London for 2 months, and you're with a new person every day. It's this kind of speed dating version of writing, and it's crap. Like, obviously, not everyone has to do it. Some people can just say they're not doing it, but like... A huge thing for my career was kind of saying like, okay, if I'm signed up for this, let's go. And I'm doing everything. And so for that, there's some days where you'd be so much better off just kind of saying like, no disrespect to you or me, but this is not a thing. We should just call it. And I know some people do that in studios. They just kind of say nothing good is going to happen today, you know, and you're listening to the same 8 bars of music going around for 3 hours and then you go for lunch and then you're kind of like, let's try again. It's just, you'd be so much better off just saying like, no hard feelings, but let's leave it.
Changing Times, the Alan Wood Conversations.
Proudly supported by Kildare County Council.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.